Okay, we are continuing. In Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet Perek Tazayin. Rav Chaim Volozhiner has laid down the yesod for us that Torah protects us. Torah not only protects us, it's mechaper on aviros. It protects us from getting sick. It protects us from being injured. Quoting numerous Mamari Chazal, it protects us when we're learning, when we're not learning. In Om Hazeh, Om Haba. Obviously, you know, Torah is the source of the entire world. As again, it's just an outgrowth of all the yesodos that he's laid down for us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, created the world, and it's the foundation of all of creation. These are just extensions of that. Okay. And he continues on a similar vein, and he gets a little bit into working and Derech Eretz, and he's going to touch on a little bit as well, is you know what a person's his status is in terms of what he has to accomplish in this world. Okay. All right, here we go. So he says the following: the gam avirin u'misalkin mi'olav kol ha'trodos ve'enyanim mi'ol derech eretz. Not only what a person learns does it protect him physically, spiritually, but it removes from him all the things in this world that he has to do with derech eretz. And again, derech eretz here is in terms of the way that Pirkei Avos describes it, is that Torah im derech eretz. Torah im derech eretz, according to some Rishonim, refers to midos, right? As I'm sure all of your English teachers said when you were younger, you need to have derech eretz in classes. However, according to many Rishonim, derech eretz means parnasa. So here, likewise, it means, and he's using it as a lashon of parnasa. But not only derech eretz, but he refers to anything in this world which precludes you from being involved in the Torah HaKadosha. Meaning anything which holds you back from learning, while it might not be obviously usser, meaning everything in this world, as he laid down in the, as he sowed in the first shar, everything can be done as a mitzvah. It's all about your kavana. However, but lemaisa, things often prevent us from learning Torah. I mean, all things, whatever they do, whether they might be incredibly productive things. So, we always have to remember that whenever we come to something in our lives which holds us back from learning, that still that object, that whatever it is that is preventing us, yet still that thing can be removed if we learn more Torah. And that's what he's saying. That a person can create a reality for themselves where if they learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove those stumbling blocks from us. We say in Pirkei Avos that mitzvah goreres mitzvah, avera goreres avera. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah famously says on that Mishnah that when a person is involved in averos, so what does it mean it's goreres avera? Well, on some level, on a psychological person, it's like the Gemara in Kedushin says, that if you do more averus, becomes like mutter to you, you become used to it. However, Rabbeinu Yonah says that if a person squanders their opportunities, and they use the time and the opportunities they have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them, for averus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just allow averus to come your way. As opposed to mitzvos, meaning when a person does more mitzvos, mitzvah goreres mitzvah. If we take opportunities and we then take advantage of those time and use it productively, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will enable us to have more mitzvos come our way. It's what the Gemara Malkos Daf Yud says: that b'derech adam rotzo leilich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu molchen lo. The way that a person wants to go in this world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take him there and will allow him to go in that direction. So he said. Right, so he says the following. He says, "Kamosh Amru," as he says, "Call him a Kabbalah love all Torah." As we say, also Pirkei Avos, if whoever accepts upon himself the all of Torah, Ma'avir Nimenu all Malchus, the all Derech Eretz, then he removes upon himself the all the yoke of kingdom, right, of the government, and likewise the yoke of Derech Eretz, right, of Parnasa. Again, it's not a Metzias. It doesn't mean, therefore, I'm going to learn Torah and throw off my obligation to produce a parnasa for my family. That's not the pshat, because that's usser. Meaning, it's every Jew's responsibility to provide a parnasa for his family. However, a person does that, meaning if a person is able to sit and learn Torah and still have a parnasa for his family, okay, wherever that parnasa comes from. I remember many, many years ago when I was privileged to learn in the Wadi Gris Kolo, so we had the schluss of hearing a shmuz from the Rosh Yeshiva of the Chevron Yeshiva. He came to give a shmuz just to the Gris Kolo guys. And of all the things you can imagine, a Haredi Rosh Yeshiva would want to say to a number of YU Kolo guys, future Mosmachim, of all things that he would want to message to them, his primary message to us was to always remember that it's our obligation to provide a parnasa to our wife and our family. It's not our wife's obligation, and if a woman would like to contribute to her family, that's great, but it's every Ben Torah's responsibility to provide a parnasa for his family. So when we say that if a person is Mekabel Ol Torah, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the old Derech Eretz, it doesn't mean, therefore, that he's choosing that, right? Rather, it means that a person is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to enable him to have less worries about his Parnasa. The Amru, the Midbar Rabba, it says in the Medrash Rabba, and also in the Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Lukas, he continues, Shemizeh HaTam Nitna Torah B'Midbar. This is why the Torah is given in the Midbar. Just like a midbar cannot be planted and cannot be worked, likewise, the person who accepts upon himself truly the yoke of Torah, parkin mimenu ol galus v'olderech eretz. A person removes from himself the ol of galus and the ol of derech eretz. Again, not meaning that he himself is throwing off the yoke, but rather Kadosh Baruch Hu enables him through Siyata Deshmaya to have less tirdos and less worries about his parnasa. Ukeshem Shemidbar Eino Ma'ale Arnon, right? Just like in the Midbar, there was no taxes. Kach B'nei Torah B'nei Chorin Ba'olam Hazeh. They're free people. They're less worried about their parnasa, which is an amazing thing. Meaning, it's not to say that you're not going to have a parnasa, or about your job and your money in this world, but you'll have worry about less. So likewise, he says, he quotes a Zohar in Parshas Vayichi, and again we'll read the Hebrew translation. He says, "Call me Chodeya Lasuk B'Torah, whoever is able, knows can be Osek in Torah, but Eino Osek, and he's not Osek in Torah. So then Mischayev B'Nafsho, his life is worthless. He's Mischayev. He's Chayev Misa. What does that mean? Well, Ode." And he places upon himself the yoke of Parnassah and a shibud, like a slavery of Ra. Shekosav b'yisachar v'yit v'sichmo lizbo. Misha mita darko, shemata darko v'atzmo shalom lizbo ol Torah miyad v'yeh lamas oyeh oved. And somebody who does not take upon himself the ol of Torah, automatically he will have to work that much harder. Right, which is actually an amazing thing. So that when that line of the Zohar that says that a person is mischayev v'nafsho, so it comes back to a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Mafanez libo levatola, harezim mischayev v'nafsho." A person who just wastes away his heart to batala, so likewise he's mischayev v'nafsho. The Maharal there in Pirkei Avos explains very simply that the entire goal of Olam Hazeh is to accomplish in this world. That's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our bodies, he gives us opportunities, he gives us the world, as we've said over and over again. If we're just going to squander those opportunities, so then why do we exist? Obviously, through his infinite kindness, right? Moshe Cordovero writes in the beginning of Tamar Devorah that one of the incredible midos harachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that even when a person's osek ba'avera, he still allows us to live. Meaning, one might think that while literally we're in the midst of a Maisa Avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu could strike us down. He could, whatever it might be, a person's doing an Avera with his hands, maybe he should lose his hands. LMI says, Moshe Kardavera, that's one of the incredible chassadim of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that thing for us to learn from, that even when someone's doing an Avera, we still have to have incredible rachmanas. Even when they're doing it to us, we have to have that rachmanas. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us, even though the whole purpose of this world is in order to accomplish, yet still, he allows us to do whatever it is we'd like to do, even if it's always not great for us. So and he says, likewise, the kachadin halacha psuka v'shas, and this is a halacha psuka in the Gemara. Shetamid Chachamim Peturim Mimisim. That Talmid Chacham is Pater from taxes. It doesn't literally mean from taxes in the government, but rather he means that in terms of that he's a that he has less old Parnasa. Kibosha Amru, alright, as it right as then he quotes and then he quotes the Gemara in the Darim that supports the same idea. He says, Visham Rav Huna Bar Rav Chista Shada Karga Rabbanan Amrele Rav Nachman Raitzak Avarta Daresa. And the Nevi'im, Aksuvim, Reidachsiv, Kamash Amru, the Rabbanan, Velot, Srichi, Nitirusa. As he says, that somebody who's a Talmid Chacham does not require any other physical protection. And he quotes, and we'll finish with this, the Kal quotes Hanan ben Eliyahu, and he says the following, Kol Talmid Chacham, She'osei B'Torah, Bechol Yom Tamid. Again, idea we come up with over and over again throughout Shar Dalet. Whoever, any Talmid Chacham that's Osek in Torah, all the time, Bishvil Laharbos Kvot Shemayim. In order to increase Kvod Shemayim. And again, this goes back to his definitions of Lashma, we dealt with earlier in the Shar, right? That again, the learning Torah is not about me, right? It's not about my connection to it. It's purely Kvod Shemayim. So it's talking about Yahu, Einot Tzarech, Lo Cherev, Lo Chanes, Lo Chol Davar, Shi, Lo Shomer. The person doesn't need any weapon to protect him. Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misham Ro B'Yatzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him himself. So it says Hashem Perik Yichet. Likewise, it says in Tana Dvayo Perik Yiches. In Yesh Bo Ba'Adam Derech Eretz Umikro Levad. The person has Derech Eretz and only Chumash. Right, he only knows Chumash, but he has Derech Eretz. Most in Malach Echad Hashomer. He has a Malach to protect him. Shinemar Kra Adam Torah Neviim Uksuvim. Most in Lo Shnei Malachim. If he has Torah Neviim and Ksuvim, then he gets two Malachim. Shnemar ki malacha vitzave loch l'shmarcha, aval kra adam Torah nevim eksuvim, v'shana mishnah u'medrash halacha s'agot. And he has, however, also mishnah and medrash and halacha and minshas, and v'shimish tamich lachamim hakadosh baruch hu u'mishamro bi'atzman. Hakadosh baruch hu himself protects him. And again, this invokes a similar, you know, imagery. As Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes himself in Ruach Chaim, right, as we said, that on the Mishnah of Mitzvah Goreres Mitzvah and Avera Goreres Avera, so Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in Ruach Chaim that likewise, that when a person does a Mitzvah, it creates a tremendous aura of Kedusha around him, and it creates Malachim. And that Kedusha and those Malachim, they literally pave the way for him, and they remove all stumbling blocks to allow him to do more and more mitzvos, and to live a life built on greater and greater kedusha, and that's the ultimate goal. That's ultimately what happens when a person is engaged in learning, is engaged in kedusha. It builds on itself, and the more we learn, the more we're able to learn, and the more mitzvos we do, the easier it becomes in life to do more mitzvos, both on a practical level, however, as we see, even on a Ruach Pnius level, is what our Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us, he built into the Bria, to enable us to do more and more Kedusha. Okay, we'll pick up, Mitzvah Shem, we'll finish up Perek Tazayin next week. Have a great Shabbos.